Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me on this December 26th podcast. Our weekday podcast is Monday through Friday, about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And thank you so much for joining us. This week, between Christmas and New Year, I'm featuring part of the readings from Journeys with the Master, a book written by Michael Belk, and they have some of the amazing work that he has in his photography. Listen, friend, I want to encourage you to go to Hobby Lobby and buy the book with their 40% discount or order it from Amazon. The title again is Journeys with the Messiah. Today, let's talk about this word makeover. We're headed toward a new year, and many of us will start talking about things like this year we're going to lose weight, this year we're going to get more healthy, this is the year I'm going to give this or that up, this is the year that I'm going to spend more time with my family. Whatever those goals are that you're headed toward in 2018, let's stop and look at a makeover as we let the master artist reshape our life. Do you remember the vivid imagination that you had as a kid? Wonderment was everywhere, and pleasure was found in the simplest of things. Like when I look back at Christmas as a kid, I don't remember really all of the gifts that I got, but what I do remember is all the fun that I had and the laughter I had with family. I remember traveling and all that came with it, and I look back and I think that's why Christmas was so amazing. So when I think about the vivid imagination I had as a child, wonderment was everywhere, pleasure being found in the simple things. But somewhere along the way, we lost our natural instinct of doing what we like to do, and we fell into the trap of doing what we needed to do. And then over time, we designed our lives only to be our designs as they consume us. Think about that. Over time, we designed our lives only to have those same designs consume us and begin to kind of eat us up from the inside out. Throughout all of the scriptures, God offers a delightful alternative. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, and they are good plans of hope and a future." But why would we believe that God, who created every sunrise and every sunset, would know what to do with us? So we never ask him. And therein lies our struggle. Our rigid plans can lead us to resist God's shaping of the clay of our lives. Jesus wants us and is waiting for us to surrender what we think we desire for our lives and let him mold us into the greatness he desires, a life so beautiful we could never conceive it on our own. If you're wondering where this promise is found, it's found in the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, and you can find it in chapter 29, beginning in verse 11. My friend, the makeover that the master artist wants to create in our life is, number one, unique. God's got a specific look, and he's got a specific job for you. Number two, it is crystal clear. He is not playing with you. He's not playing hide and seek from you. He wants you to know his plan for his life. All he's waiting is for you to ask him for that. And then the third thing is, it is crystal clear, but you know what else it is? It is something that you can do only with the power of God. What you accomplish today or what you achieve in 2018, it will not be what you can do. It will be what he can do through you. So as you prepare this week for a new year, I would ask you to stop and have a makeover and let the master artist reshape your life. He has a plan for you. Chase after it. Run after it. Thanks for joining us on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I hope we'll see you Sunday morning at Sugar Hill Church. We have one service for New Year's Eve at 11 a.m. It will be streaming live, like always, at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.